content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
hello, everyone, and thank you very much. This is Jay and April Matter. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Uncensored, the next level of Spiritually Raw. And I got to warn you here, content may be earth-shattering and flat-out unimaginable for you first-timers. We would like to thank you for joining us on this Great Awakening movement. It's been a fun ride here, and it's going to be continue to be one, it looks like, with what's going on out in the world. So, and also, we want to thank you for your continued support from all of you to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. Better?
Much.
And if you'd like to become a guest and you think you have some information that you'd like to share with us, all you got to do is go to spirituallyraw.com, fill out your information on the guest sheet there, and it'll get over to us, and we will get back to you. And while you're there, don't forget to get a free copy of your book, Secrets to Interview Riches. You are welcome.
They don't have to forget about it because they get it automatically.
Yeah, that's right. They do get it automatically, don't they?
Yeah, you keep saying that, but they get it automatically.
All right, so. Well, that's good. All right. So, hey, listen, more importantly, well, thank you. More importantly, let's talk about our featured guest today.
Absolutely. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 341, Depop, Human Herd Thinning, with our guest, Russell Ford. Russell Ford has studied population control intently, dealing with the program, quote, herd thinning, which dates back for centuries. Now, in relevant time frames today, let's say, governments of Canada and, you know what, ours too, and others have purposefully given out smallpox, infected blankets to indigenous populations. He's going to tell us all about that. Russell Ford has been a firefighter, an EMT, a fire chief, a police academy graduate, an Eagle Scout, and he is the author of Depop and Re-Ring.
Re-Ring and Depop. Welcome, Russell.
Well, thank you ever so much. I'm grateful to be here talking to April and AJ today.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you here. And thank you for your service, brother. I really appreciate it.
And your books. Yep, he sent us two beautiful books.
So how long have you been...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, let's roll right into this here. How long have you been researching population control?
It's something that's been intriguing me since, I think I was probably junior high school. I don't know too many people that say, gosh, I want to go down and stand in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles and stand in line for 2 or 3 hours because it's fascinating. And the same thing would be standing in line at the pharmacy. Hideous disease I might catch. And so I thought about population control for a long, long time. I come from a fairly brilliant family. In my immediate circle, there's at least 5 doctorates of different categories. And so in my conversations with family and friends and my friends in the fire service and law enforcement, there's simply too many people here on the planet for the resources. If we consider that planet Earth is scant more than a rowboat in a very large ocean of space, we cannot afford to pack too many people on it and diminish the resources.
So let me ask you this then. You know, when you
diminish the resources.
Well, speaking of diminishing resources, I mean, you know,
how do you diminish all these resources?
Well, let's talk about depopulation of humans for a second. I mean, why would the government want to kill us off?
That's a very good question. Once again, when you look at resource allocation, you can only afford to have so many people having the resources for fresh air, fresh water, and cropland before it becomes a social issue, basically wars, famine, etc. And you have to divert resources from infrastructure like education and healthcare to just simply feeding masses of people to prevent it from starving to death. And I think that society is taking a look at some of these issues and saying, gosh, we can't afford to have too many more of us.
Did your dad, being a renowned geologist, I mean, did that, has that had an impact on how you see the world today?
Truly. My father was a gifted pilot. He was a bomber pilot over Europe during the Second World War. He got recalled to active duty to fly transports over Vietnam. And I paid a lot of attention to his kind thoughts about the environment. And he was adamant, saying, there's only so much pressure we can put on this system we call planet Earth before something breaks. And in the past, when we've created dense population masses, Mother Nature has come back with the plague and the flu and a variety of other things to help us along, understanding that we can only pack so many people for so many square feet.
So, I mean, I've heard people say that about the resources, but when I think about it, I think, well, how is that really possible when so much of the world has not been even touched yet?
Well, there's the actual cutting edge that you have to consider, whether you're going to continue to use resources to feed the people you have now or invest time and effort into people that you might have later. And that's kind of the premise behind Depop, is that the conspiracy between business and government comes to fruition, where the collected wisdom says we can't stress the system anymore and we have to figure out a way to thin the human herd back to a manageable level. And in the premise of Depop, I think it's a very real thing, the premise between a conspiracy between business and government to selectively thin the human herd in some areas. In fact, business doesn't want lots of poor, stupid people. And I hate to use that as a reference, but it's the absolute truth. Business would much rather have you educated to about the junior high school level, where you become a super consumer, where you understand that a faster car and deeper pile on the carpet and a better computer makes you inherently a better human being. Food and resources, because it doesn't do anything to further along the agenda of big business.
So, Russ, let's say hypothetically, I don't know, there's something like, what, 7.5 billion people in the world, give or take a few here or there. How many people would need to die off and not reproduce to make this planet sustainable, in your opinion?
In my opinion, we could lose about a third of the population and be quite comfortable. And when we talk about killing them off versus attrition would clearly be the best way to approach this, which is the premise behind the book Depop. Business and government conspire together to selectively thin the human herd in various areas. And the reason business is so interested in population growth and population levels is quite simply based on education. If you have a population that is meager at best and starving and living from one subsistence handout to the next, that really doesn't fall into what the long-term needs of business is, which is to have a population educated to about the junior high school level. And about that particular point, you become a super consumer. You understand that better carpet, you understand a faster car, you understand that a nicer computer makes you inherently a better person. And those are the things business is interested in producing and selling, because that's what sustains growth. When you have a population that cannot afford those things, then business views that particular section of population very poorly.
So how do we go about this? Is there a solution?
Well,
is there a humane solution? Is that even like...
Well, there indeed have been a number of inhumane solutions. I think we can all look back to the various ethnic cleansing activities that have occurred in various parts of the world. The missionary era in South America, there was a bustling population of Mayans and Aztecs that were estimated to be about 28 million people in total. And by the time the Spanish conquistadors got done and brought all their diseases to Latin America, it reduced the population to about 4 million. And clearly, in my personal perspective, that's really not a desirable way to achieve this. There are ways of using various chemical aspects to prevent you from being a mommy or a daddy for a while or forever. Based on my experience in the fire service, I know for a fact there's things you can breathe, there's things you can ingest, and there's things you can put on the very tiny tip of your toe that will kill you. And the world is resplendent with things that are in our environment that can cause us huge impacts. Once again, from the fire service, in the late 50s and 60s, there was a chemical called TRIS, T-R-I-S. And that was applied to children's and grandparents' sleeping garments. And the object was to convince you that sleepwear treated with Tris would prevent you from dying in a fire. Actually, most people die from smoke inhalation in a fire, not the direct impact of flame. But Tris was found to be a hideous carcinogenic material. And it was found to be, you know, we were applying it willy-nilly to children's sleepwear. This was a horrible thing. When we look at the things that our environment that we rub up against constantly, things like makeup and toothpaste and deodorant and the like, all those can be altered in minuscule amounts to adversely impact human reproduction. And tell that's me, kind of the premise behind Depop and the conspiracy between business and government.
Russ, tell me your thoughts on the vaccines that are coming out today. I mean, are you for or against them as far as how they're bringing them out?
That's an excellent question. And being a humanitarian, I want to see people live happy and productive lives, not being beleaguered by diseases and physical conditions. I think that's an inherent right. Where that rubs up against is how we spend those dollars for healthcare on a population that's out of control. And indeed, when you look at some of the socialized countries where medicine is, while free, it is indeed few and far between. Vaccines and surgeries and stuff like that to repair defects, which I can attest to. I had my knee replaced last year. I think those are just part of a good society. I think having these noxious diseases get passed on from one person to the other, that's not the way to handle population control. We need to approach it intelligently.
Do you think that, actually, I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to ask the question, then we're going to take a quick break, and if you can think about it there. But do you think that what's happening right now with the COVID is something related to something that is man-made for population control? So anyway, hold that the answer for me, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, everybody. Thanks. Russ Ford captivates his readers by revealing possibilities they may have not before considered. With a wide range of characters and varying perspectives, he pushes you to question. He fuels your curiosity, encourages you to look at the world in a new light, or perhaps a light that was before set too dim. Allow yourself to turn on a brighter light and truly see what has always been right in front of you. Get your copies of Re-Ring and D-Pop at Amazon.com. And for more information about Russ and his books, go to www.d-pop.com. That's D-E-pop.com. And don't forget to vote for your favorite actor or actress that would best play a role with Russ's characters in the book. Go to www.d-pop.com. All right, everybody. Thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Mr. Russell Ford. Forgive me. Okay, so Russ, can you tell me then about what do you think about this? I mean, do you think this is a form of population control that's being purposely put out there?
When we look at the specific conditions that existed in the United States and Canada about 150 years ago, both the Canadians and the Americans gave smallpox-infected blankets to the indigenous population. That is a fact. It is beyond consideration that it did not happen. When we look at COVID and any of the other large-scale diseases, yes, I do think there's a possibility that this is something that has gotten out of control and into the wild and become an uncontrolled thing. Do I suspect the Chinese are capable of this? Certainly. They've already, in fact, murdered 50 to 60 million or more of their own people for mere political expediency. One of the things that came about that's kind of a function of the book Depop is that for about 30 to 40 years, the Chinese advocated a one-child-only family basis. And when they finally did the math, and not too many years into this process, they discovered they were going to end up with an extremely old population that couldn't do anything, and an extremely young population that couldn't do anything, and darn few people in the middle for the size of their country that could support the farming and industrial issues. And so they are left with very few recourses to control this particular situation that they themselves created out of an effort to control their burgeoning population.
So what happened? What really happened in Flint Michigan?
Flint is Flint's an excellent example of how things can go horribly wrong at the municipal level. You and I and everyone else can go to any of the major big box department hardware stores and buy a lead testing kit for your water for somewhere around $20. I find it incredulous that a community the size of Flint, Michigan, or any community for that matter, couldn't conduct that basic kind of chemical test early on in this disaster. This is unforgivable in my estimation. The people that are responsible for this disaster have damaged a generation of children with the effects of lead.
So,
is anybody going to pay for that?
I understand that they are considering, as of just a couple of days ago, weighing criminal charges against some of the purveyors for that water system.
It's a damn about time, don't you think?
Like I said, while I'm engaged in writing conspiracy theories on population control and things like that, as I've said before, I think people have the right to live a healthy and comfortable life. There's just too many of us to make that achievable.
So is it fair enough to say that you are for population control?
I'm for an intelligent application of constraints. We have various religious entities out there that think that birth control and the like is basically a sin. And one has to study the motives of that particular faith in that you're going to have exactly what we have now, an uneducated mass of people that are hanging on religion as a way to find themselves to the greater good, which would be heaven in this particular case. When we have that kind of religious attribute going for us, yeah, I think that we need to view that in today's image. Yes, back in the biblical times, 2,500 years ago, that's great when you needed more people to till the field. Well, we've got enough people to till the field now. We don't need any more.
But to continue
the notion that birth control and having as many children as humanly possible, that's a bygone era.
So no more 10 kids or more.
I find that to be unacceptable in today's world.
How many is acceptable in your perspective?
You know, when we look at zero population growth, I believe, I don't even know if they still exist, but ZPG advocated, you know, you replace yourself and life will be good. That's sustainable. And I am certainly somewhat interested in exploring that particular avenue in terms of the population growth that we have now. Right now, we're out of control. I would advocate studying this and coming up with an educational process, yes, in defiance of certain faith-based issues where large families are part of the faith. I think we need to study that a little bit more intently and hopefully head off a continuation of things like COVID. These things are not going to go away. And Mother Nature has shown a propensity for coming back and teaching us a lesson time and time again.
Do you think COVID was Mother Nature or was it human
nature.
Corruption?
I don't have any data one way or the other. One of the things that happened when we didn't take care of ourselves, for example, in Europe, when we had contaminated water supplies, we didn't understand basic hygiene. We had cholera and dysentery and typhus that were not biological creations of the government. They were just things that are wild in the nature and took advantage of a densely packed population. And the same thing can be looked at with plague and Spanish flu and COVID.
So, I mean, here's what I've heard, and maybe you can help clear this up. In this vaccine, Bill Gates's vaccine that he wants everybody in the world, every single person on the planet to take, does it have some kind of micro something or other inside of it? A microchip, a mini microchip of some sorts?
I think you're talking about nanotechnology, and
yes.
I think we're
a
long ways away from that. Even as brilliant as Mr. Gates is, I don't think he has the capacity to produce nanotechnology down to that level. It would be a miracle for modern medicine to cure things like cancer and heart disease and cholesterol buildup, but I don't think we're there yet.
Okay.
So what do you think about this here? You know, as we get down to the closing of the show, I'd like to get your opinion on this. The mark of the beast. Tell me about that. Biblical propaganda, or is there any truth to this?
I have read the Torah. I've read the Quran. I've read the Bible. I've read the teachings of Confucius. And I just don't see the mark of the beast as real. It's a great thing to produce movies like The Exorcist and the like. I don't have much hold on that.
All right, everybody. There you go. That is Mr. Russell Ford. Mr. Russell Ford, so that's great. Thank you for being here with us today. Can you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you and how they can get your books there?
Take a look at Depop, as you spelled out, depop.com. That's the website. The books are available. Depop and ReRing are available in printed and electronic version through Amazon. They're easy reads. A dear friend of mine got on a plane in Seattle and finished the book when she stepped off the plane in New York. They're designed to be an easy read. The facts are irrefutable. Before I took Depop to the publisher, 18 different PhDs of different disciplines read the book and chastised me severely for overstepping the bounds of science, which I thought was kind of funny since I'm writing fiction, but the science in there is irrefutable. What I took was a story and wove it around the facts to make it interesting.
And I can attest for that, everybody, because you did send me a book, so Russ, thank you.
And it is easy reading,
and thank you for the personal note, by the way. That was nice.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, it really is, everybody. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Russell Ford. Wish you a lot of love and a lot of sales on your book here for you. Check it out, everybody. And thank you for tuning in to Spiritually Raw. And don't forget to check out us on, if you'd like to check out more of us, on Patreon.com/SpirituallyRaw.
Now you got it.
Now I got it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out. Things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways?
look up and I see. Stars came out for me. Will they move tonight? And prove that we are right. Life is everywhere. Just expand your mind and care. Are we all the same? And are we all to blame? From this sleep, all the secrets to unfold.